Last comment for the day, Mrs. Acting Chair. We've got two offshore non-executive directors. I'm just wondering, is Joe still online in New York?
I am indeed.
All right, Joe. I guess I've got a question for Dieter based around a connection that Joe has. A lot of us were shocked to discover yesterday that Australia's biggest corporate crook, Alan Bond, is back on the rich list. And when I saw that, I said, who on earth is funding this crook? And who stole $1 billion from Bell Resources. And then I discovered that CS First Boston had lent $85 million to one of Bondi's dodgy African projects. And Joe, you are the chairman emeritus of CS First Boston. So my message is...
I'm sorry, look, I'm just going to... This is completely irrelevant.
No, Mike, I have a question for Dieter, and I'm giving some context.
Let's forget the context and get the question.
Okay, my question to Dieter is... Unlike what Joe has done, I want a commitment from him that none of the banks that he's involved with in Europe will in any way get involved in banking Alan Bond, like Joe's bank out of New York has done. Alan Bond is Australia's biggest crook, and he should not be getting finance from anyone.
I'm not even going to let Dieter answer that. I mean, that's just, you know, let's treat this shareholders' meeting with the respect that the rest of the shareholders deserve.